cosa, o mamá con mamá sal, mamá cosa, yo, el amor, yo, yo.
Sure, this program is wild. Reggae Makossa, man. You never take it in yet. I show the eye, man. That if you listen, tune in to the station, Rasta.
In the city, there's no pity, no. So, I man, I go down there.
Dennis Brown. Repatriation. Dedicated to Marcus Messiah Garvey. Repatriation, man. Black Liberation. Troll Spin. D. Brown. The Crown Prince of Reggae Music.
I'm sure my days will be long and my nights won't be few. trying their very best to rearrange you. But no matter what they do, they won't conquer you. No matter what they do, oh no, we gonna free up our brother.
Peter Tosh. Celebrating Marcus Garvey's birthday. And it's this Friday. Tomorrow. Marcus Garvey lives. Listen to Reggie Makossa. on Big Up Radio. Yes, I. Here's a late great Joseph Hill of Culture, Forward to Africa, dedicated to Marcus Messiah Garvey, Black Moses.
Why here you cannot
That was Dennis Bovell. Now to Wayne Jarrett.
Every tongue shall tell on that day when Jah come to judge everyone. What he gonna do? What he gonna tell him, say, on that day, that great, great day? Mr. Wicked Man, we're gonna run to on that day, that dreadful day. The wicked man shall burn to the ground, the righteous man shall stand on that day when Jah comes. Every tongue shall tell on that day when the Lord comes to judge everyone. What he gonna do? What he gonna tell Jah, say, on that day? That a great, great day. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Every tongue shall tell, every tongue shall tell on that day when the Lord comes to judge everyone. What you gonna do? What you gonna tell Jah, say?
Listening to Reggae Makosa, I'm a Kata Dread. Big Up Radio. It's Marcus Garvey's birthday tomorrow.
Every tongue shall tell.
Would you wanna share my wife? You need not say a word. alright, or even Rastafari life. Cause if it's all about the hype, girl, I can't have you in my life. Cause I'm that zero trust man, you didn't want in your world. Remember you told me before, I never come to nothing, girl. I never change my style at all, see yet I've seen the world. So tell me why should I give you all, and have you as my one and only girl.
Tell me why all of a sudden that I'm the only man you're wanting. Maybe now because it's fame to my name doesn't mean I'm changed.
Or even Rastafari life. Cause if it's all about the hype, I can't help you with my
no
life.
Way, no way.
I'm that same root just a man you didn't want in your world. Remember you told me I'd never come to nothing, girl. I never changed my lifestyle at all. See, yet I've seen the world. So tell me why should I give you all and have you as my one and only girl.
Now you say you got some value for Mr. Mo. Stick up in for a minute. Yes, I wonder if you know that I'm the same roster man you did the one before. Giving you the vibes that you think only I could bring in your life to bling. What you think is in a trick and a treat, no paint a picture for my eyes to bling and do some special things that you will present. Send me on that long flight to the lover's land. But ain't that a bee? The way you took it yourself and made it seem like I was not the thing before. Took some time to see. Cause there's some things in life that must come
girl,
around the show.
Sign is on your door, better you will be safe for sure. China spread all over. Come if you understand how we country are run depending on international monetary fund. Water rate line fill up to the maximum. Wages health care down to the minimum. I may have to really wonder what next going come. Come me don't have no visa fi pack up and run. I may have to hold my place in a the sun. But under them your condition life is no fun. Because things not go on so right. All the basic needs are out of sight. So you know you me say things not go on so right. Financial institution they on strike. Hear me now.
Sister Judy Moet, going home to Mount Zion, and if we're blessed, we'll all be there. Midnight on Big Up Radio, Reggae Makossa.
Rastaman life, so no one living a Rastaman life, living now we study for Rasta man height. Over the earth, well, don't be oversimplified. Over the heavens, over your head top tonight. When no one living a Rasta man life. Scan and reproach from up close, right coach. How much we put here in the cold battle us? How much if we line up over Africa, pan like us? The old king of Zion never be up, no ghost. Rasta don't put to shame, cause they feel come close. Black America have singles like the heavenly host. Even with the wrong teach words, them toast. Just still accept them, pass them doctrine for them humble offering. The inner essence of Isis, the joy you feel it. Rasta far right down and we humble and heal it. Heal it, keep it, keep it safe.
Let's forget the stealing and the killing and the war. Let's forget the stealing and the killing and the war and talk love. Let's talk love. Come talk love. Let's talk love. Let's forget the hating and the lying and the pride. Take your brother by the hand and walk on by his side and talk love. Come talk love. Let's talk love. Sweet love. Take your brother by the hand and come along with me. Take your sister by the hand and let us all be free and talk love. Let's talk love. Sweet love. You put a little tip of love in everything you do. Take a little bit of love to every place you go and talk love. Let's talk love. Let's talk love. And live love. My brother, if you see your sister falling by the way, don't just turn away from her and walk another way. No, talk love. Show love. Let's live love. And talk love. Let's forget the stealing and the killing and the war. Let's forget the stealing and the killing and the war and talk. Love. Just let's forget the hating and the lying and the pride. Take your brother by the hand and walk on by his side and talk. Oh, talk. Oh, let's talk love. You take your brother by the hand and come along with me. Take your sister by the hand and let us all be free and talk love. Let's live love, talk love, sweet love. Just put a little tip of love in everything you do. Take a little bit of love to every place you go and. Ooh,
Sonia Spence.
Let's talk love.
Talking love on Pick Up Radio, Reggae Makosa. Love.
If you see your sister falling out of way, don't just turn away from her and walk another way. No talk. Show her love.
Blessing up the radio.
She's your sister. Show some love. You put a little bit of love in everything you do. Take a little bit of love to every place you go and talk love. One love. Let's live love and talk love.
This is the early 70s, I believe. 70s, but 76, 77.
love, love, warm love, sweet love, real love.
Reggae Makossa with Makeda Dread.
Get up, stand up. In this time, from that time, see, we didn't have a public holiday for Marcus Garvey. Stand a hoy. In this time, from that time, but he had to be clean.
Where them gone? Where them gone? Tribute. to the martyrs. Rich, poor, and gone. Let them go. Tribute to the martyrs. Rich, poor, and gone. Let them go. When martyrs died, they saved our lives. They had an early grave. Sacrifices taken place for the chosen race. But that's a war of words. Patriots lost their lives, yet no one cries. The whole world stands up. Stand up, you say. Which part them gone? Which part them they? Which part them gone? Which part them gone? Where them they? Hey, a multitude of people. Them try their best to convince. Capture the heart of a few. The truth really can't dismiss. They are telling me silent quarters run deep, so their knowledge I'll always see. They are telling me a nation without it past history is like a tree without roots, 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 roots.
Settings
one God, one name, one destiny.
Starliner
Black.
Hey, Swamp Speaker.
Be
Chico, the T and E detention. Funk.
What?
1977.
The Black Panthers,
freedom fighters.
They tried, they died.
Luther King.
He had a dream, Grizzly. He had a dream. Believe you me.
Malcolm X.
Let's struggle. Let's struggle.
In a pool of blood. 1965.
But weird. Nobody doing left.
It's only Rasta.
Yes, I.
I and I was not born in Chambord. I and I was born here.
Identity of an African.
Yes, he prays. say, people, oh my people, praise Jehovah. Alright, and as I rise in the mornings, I just repent and pray. I have to thank Jehovah for the way that he gives. And when the wicked come over, and of the heat of my flesh, I just heal up Jehovah. Back up. People, praise Jehovah, praise God's name. I mean, say, people, oh my people, praise Jehovah. All right, and if you open a Bible upon Psalm 68, then you'll know what God's name is, and then repent and pray. And if the wicked come over, Jehovah, and make a wicked back up. People, praise Jehovah, praise God's name. I mean, say, people, hold the people, praise Jehovah.
Spanish style.
Yes, Marcus Messiah Garvey. And that was the Mighty Mighty Diamonds will be in town really soon. Marcus Messiah Garvey. And what a blessing, you know. What a blessing to have Marcus Garvey in our lives.
Yes, Marcus Messiah Garvey, for those of you who don't know, was born in St. Anne's Bay. It's a parish in St. Anne in Jamaica on August 17th, 1887. He was the youngest of his father's 11 kids, 9 of them whom all died in childhood. Garvey attended infant and elementary school in St. Anne's Bay and, you know, was considered a very, very bright student. He also received private tuition from his godfather, Mr. Alfred Burroughs, who ran a printery. And at age 14, Garvey was apprenticed to his godfather, Mr. Burroughs, to learn the printing trade, which proved to sort of set the tone for the rest of his life. A young Garvey inherited a love of books from his father, who was a skilled mason and who was widely read and had a private library. This love was further encouraged during his apprenticeship, as Mr. Burroughs also had an extensive book collection, of which Marcus, by now, who already was an avid reader, made full use. He also came into contact with many people who would stop by the printery to discuss politics and social affairs with his godfather, and this actually is where his lifelong interest in politics and social affairs began. Around 1906, Garvey left St. Anne's Bay to head to Kingston in search of brighter prospects. He worked at first with a maternal uncle, and then he moved on to P.A. Benjamin Limited, where he worked as a compositor in the printing section. At the age of 20, in 1907, he had become a master printer and foreman at this company. Great, great feat. His first experience in labor organization came with the strike, which happened in late 1908, where when printers represented by a union went on strike for better wages. Garvey joined the strike in spite of being offered increased wages himself. This strike was unsuccessful, and Garvey also lost his job. As he was blacklisted, he was unable to find a job in the private printery, but found employment at the government printing office. Interesting background on Marcus.
Yeah. We're talking about Marcus Messiah Garvey, and we're celebrating his birthday, his Earth Day, at the World Beat Cultural Center this coming Friday. Garvey left Jamaica to work in Costa Rica as a timekeeper on a banana plantation, and that was about 1910. As he observed the conditions under which his fellow blacks worked, Garvey became determined to change the lives of his people. He left Costa Rica and traveled throughout Central America. I don't think most people really know that. And he worked and observed the conditions of black people throughout the region. Checked everything out. You know, that was Garvey. He visited the Panama Canal Zone, and he saw the conditions under which the West Indians, his people, lived and worked. He went to Ecuador, Nicaragua, Honduras, Colombia, Venezuela, everywhere. Blacks were experiencing great hardship. So Garvey returned to Jamaica, distressed at the situation in Central America, and appealed to Jamaica's colonial government to help improve the plight of West Indian workers in Central America. His appeal fell on deaf ears. In 1912, Garvey went to London, again working and observing the conditions of blacks in other parts of the British Empire. There he learned a lot about African culture and also became interested in the conditions of blacks in the United States. We're celebrating Marcus Garvey's birthday. President Brown, Messenger Sela, a whole heap of great artists at the World Beat Center, and that's happening. Marcus Garvey Day, Africa for the Africans, those at home and abroad. President Brown again, Messenger Sela, Malika Madre Mana, Mark Wonder, great, great show, and others. That's at the World Beat Cultural Center. Friday, August 17th, on Marcus Garvey's birthday. For more info, call 619-230-1190. Or go to our website, worldbeatcenter.org. Brothers and sisters, here's Marcus Messiah Garvey. Black Moses.
Association, fellow citizens of America, I greet you in the name of the Universal Negro Movement Association and African Communities League of the World. You may ask, what organization is that? It is for me to inform you that the Universal Negro Movement Association is an organization that seeks to unite into one solid body the 400 million Negroes of the world. We link up the 50 million Negroes of the United States of America with the 20 million Negroes of the West Indies, the 40 million Negroes of South and Central America with the 280 million Negroes of Africa for the purpose of bettering our industrial, commercial, educational, social, and political conditions. As you are aware, the world in which we live today is divided into separate race groups and distinct nationalities. Each race and each nationality is endeavoring to work out its own destiny to the exclusion of other races and other nationalities. We hear the cry of England for the Englishman, of France for the Frenchman, of Germany for the German, of Ireland for the Irish, of Palestine for the Jew, of Japan for the Japanese, of China for the Chinese. We of the Universal Negro Movement Association are raising the cry of Africa for the Africans, those at home and those abroad. There are 400 million Africans in the world who have Negro blood coursing through their veins. And we believe that the time has come to unite these 400 million people for the one common purpose of bettering their conditions. The great problem of the Negro for the last 500 years has been that of disunity. No one or no organization ever succeeded in uniting the Negro race. But within the last 4 years, the Universal Negro Movement Association has worked wonders. in bringing together in one fold 4 million organized Negroes who are scattered in all parts of the world, be it in the 48 states of the American Union, all the West Indian Islands, and the countries of South and Central America and Africa. These 4 million people are working to convert the rest of the 400 million scattered all over the world. And it is for this purpose that we are asking you to join our ranks and to do the best you can to help us to bring about an emancipated race. If anything praiseworthy is to be done, it must be done through unity. And it is for that reason that the Universal Negro Improvement Association calls upon every Negro in the United States to rally to this standard. We want to unite the Negro race in this country. We want every Negro to work for one common object, that of building a nation of his own on the great continent of Africa. That all Negroes all over the world are working for the establishment of a government in Africa means that it will be realized in another few years. We want the moral and financial support of every Negro to make the dream a possibility. Already, this organization has established itself in Nigeria, West Africa, and is endeavoring to do all possible to develop that Negro country to become a great industrial and commercial commonwealth. Pioneers have been sent by this organization to Nigeria, and they are now laying the foundations upon which the 400 million Negroes of the world will build. If you believe that the Negro has a soul, if you believe that the Negro is a man, if you believe the Negro was endowed with the senses commonly given to other men by the Creator, then you must acknowledge that what other men have done, Negroes can do. We want to build up cities, nations, governments, industries of our own in Africa, so that we'll be able to have a chance to rise from the lowest to the highest position.
Do you know socialism?
see a full kill. Whoa. Catch them, y'all, yeah, catch them. Hold them, Marcus, hold them.
Africa for the Africans, those at home and abroad. The 17th annual Marcus Garvey Day is at the World Beat Center Friday, August 17th, featuring President Brown, Messenger Sila, Mark Wonder, and Malika Madre Mana. And that's going to be a great show. Just give us a call at 619-230-1190 or visit worldbeatcenter.org. That's Marcus Garvey Day, Friday, August 17th, with President Brown, Messenger Sila, Mark Wonder, and more. Kush and the Blood Fire Angels will be there in full effect. Yaman, that's the 17th annual Marcus Garvey Day, Friday, August 17th at the World Beat Cultural Center in Balboa Park. You can get your tickets at all Roots outlets, Trade Roots, Reggae World, Dream Crystal, Earth Culture, and the World Beat Center, plus online. Give us a call once again, 619-230-1190. Marcus Garvey lives. Black Moses. Go there.
Come along, my brother, come along. Let us do the things we supposed to do for our mother. Come along, my sister, come along too. But if we should live up in the, 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 live up in the.
And if we should live up in the.
And if we should live up in the east,
and if we should be walking the east,
live up in the east, the east,
and if we should live up in the east.
Sister wash up the dishes. She even goes to the shop and bring in the groceries. When my smaller brother run around and pick up the gravel to keep the fire blazing, to keep mama fire blazing, blazing fire, fire.
And if we should be walking the
should live up in the hills,
and if we should live up in the hills.
My mother had a girl, with my mother's five children. My mother had a girl, with my mother's five children. My daddy. The sounds of the unity,
and if we should live up in the
sounds of the unity, sounds of the unity,
and if we should live up in the
unity. Yes, yes. A little bit more, the bulk of Marcus Garvey's work. Garvey returned to Jamaica in 1914, and he was stirred and ready for action. Convinced that unity was really the only way to improvement for blacks. On August 1st, 1914, Garvey launched the Universal Negro Improvement and Conservation Association and African Communities League. He was the president of this association, and its motto was One God, One Aim, One Destiny. The association sought to unite all people of African ancestry of the world into one great body to establish a country and government absolutely their own. It's heavy. Among the objectives of the association, which became known, of course, as the UNIA, were first and foremost to promote the spirit of race, pride, and love, to administer and to assist the needy, to reclaim the fallen of the race, to establish universities, colleges, secondary schools for the further education and culture of the boys and girls of the race, to conduct a worldwide commercial and industrial intercourse. The first headquarters of this association was located on 30 Charles Street in Kingston. Later, the association operated from St. Mark's School, West Street, until the premises at 76 King Street were brought to house Kingston's Liberty Hall UNIA office worldwide. We're known as Liberty Hall.
ESI, Garvey left for the United States in 1916 to undertake a lecture tour of that country. However, as it turned out, he resided there until 1927, where he was deported. During this period, he worked assiduously to build and consolidate the UNIA into a truly international organization. And the UNIA means United Negro Improvement Association. You know, his efforts were very successful. By 1920, the association boasted over 1,100 branches in more than 40 countries. And I went to one country, Costa Rica, and I went to the UNIA office because I knew they said it was still going. And I met the president of the UNIA. He had a barbershop. I went there. I said, that was my goal, to go to find out where the last standing, the strongest standing Marcus Garvey stronghold in Costa Rica. So, you know, everybody else was doing everything else. And I went and I found it, man. It was painted with red, black and green, the colors of the UNIA. And his name was Mr. King. It was a barber. And I said, do you know where Mr. King is? You know, I went there and he said, yes, I'm Mr. King. And I said, you're the president of the UNIA in Costa Rica. And he said, it was incredible. And I got a picture with me and Mr. King, and I promised him that I would come back and have a Marcus Garvey celebration. But he passed, I wanted to come back in August. And so it's strong, you know, Marcus Garvey, the UNIA base of operations, strong, you know. He had offices all over several Caribbean countries, Cuba having the most. Can you believe that? Branches, you know, you can see where Cuba gets its strength, man. Branches also existed in places such as Panama, that's where I went, Costa Rica, Ecuador, Venezuela, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Namibia, and South Africa. You know, and he had all kinds of auxiliary groups to unite people of African ancestry and prepare them for self-reliance and with a mass of action if necessary. He had groups, just all kinds of different groups of he had the African Legion, the Black Cross Nurses, the Universal Motor Corps, all uniform. They were tight. They were dressed in uniform, and he says it helped foster the dignity and self-worth in the adults. And he had also had a juvenile auxiliary served, you know, it served the same purpose for the black youth. Marcus Messiah Garvey lives. Black Moses. Burning Spear, the son of Marcus Garvey.
Yes, you know, the black nationalists' ideals of UNIA were executed through the organization's economic program. Real political freedom, Garvey felt, would be facilitated by an independent economic base. Thus, the independence suggested by race first, self-reliance, and nationhood would first have to gain economic independence. By linking the millions of blacks in Africa, the Americas and elsewhere into one vast network of production, trade, and political cooperation, and eventual independence would lead to eventual independence for the black race. In an attempt to achieve this goal, the Black Star Line Steamship Corporation was launched. The Black Star Line Steamship Corporation was launched in 1919, and between 1919 and 1925, the Black Star Line and its successor company, the Black Cross Navigation, operated 4 ships which carried passengers and cargo between the USA, Cuba, Haiti, Jamaica, Costa Rica, and Panama. And of course, that's when Makeda visits those countries. You know, she was telling you about that. A lot of those people are still there. A lot of the ancestors, I should say. This was the most ambitious venture undertaken by the UNIA. Another venture, which also started around 1919, was the Negro Factories Corporation, which sought to build and operate factories and big industrial centers of the United States, Central America, the West Indies, and Africa to manufacture everything marketable, every marketable commodity. A chain of grocery stores, a restaurant, a steam laundry, tailors, dressmaking shops, military store, publishing house, all were started. The UNIA identified good business opportunities and tried to interest blacks in developing them, providing executive and technical expertise where necessary. That's deep.
Yeah, that's where the Nation of Islam came in, because Malcolm X's father was a Garveyite. And so later on, they carried the principles of self-reliance, you know, up ye mighty race. So Marcus Garvey was the first subject of the FBI. It was created for Marcus Garvey. Herbert Hoover. How could I forget that cross-dresser? guy was out to lunch, you know. This guy. Anyway, he put infiltrators just like they did the Black Panthers, and he was after Garvey. And also, who didn't make it any easier was the local petty bourgeois blacks. And that came against Marcus Messiah Garvey, had him deported, and he lost everything he had and died in Jamaica, very, very sad, in June. Marcus Garvey, his principles live. His principles are here today, which brings all people together, all nations together. You know, then he even met with the Ku Klux Klan. Just a lot of controversial things. You can read Marcus Garvey papers or go into the UNIA. Harlem was just buzzing at that time. He was in Harlem. It was incredible. If the Africans of America follow, and all of the world follow Marcus Garvey today, that we wouldn't be in the situation that we're in today. And we would unite as a people, then we could unite the world. Just knowing that he was in all those different countries, Latin American countries, incredible. And you know Jamaicans are there. They were working on the Panama Canal, like it said, just really being treated. They would send them in to the canal to blow up a canal with the dynamite. The canal would fall on them. I mean, just incredible. And Chiquita Banana was still there working with those people in the banana plantations. You know, just really unfair labor. And just like with the undocumented workers of Mexico, the same, just the same all over the world. And the poor Irish, you know, same thing that came to the Chinese. You know, we just got to unite as a people and know that everybody struggle. The poor people struggle. The simple people struggle is all our struggle. The kids in the factories making rugs in India and Afghanistan. We all need to rise up and remember that none of us are free until all of us are free. Give tickets away for the great Marcus Garvey celebration. Also want to tell you about the next day. We have a Brazilian promotions and World Beat Center Afro Reggae. And if anybody's from Brazil and you want to get into some really nice Brazilian reggae, that's this Saturday the 18th, back-to-back with Marcus Garvey Day, direct from Rio de Janeiro. Incredible. They were in Favela Rising. That's at the World Beat Center. That's 2100 Park Boulevard. Please come out for Afro Reggae. Incredible. That is the 18th and at 9 p.m. direct from Rio de Janeiro. You have to be 21 and up because they're going to have some alcohol in there, right? So, yeah, you have to be 21 and up. So, once again, that's at the World Beat Center. You want to come out. Afro Reggae, Brazilian. So that will be the 18th, right after Marcus Garvey Day. I'm celebrating Zumbe Day. And he was a freedom fighter. And that's the 18th. Once again, Afro Reggae, Saturday, August 18th.
Just seated in Mount Zion. The rules creation, well.
Sons of Light. All you African people, this is dedicated to you.
Oh, with so much love to share. Pure blackness, oneness, so rare. So much love to care. Let them know they're missing out. Mama Africa, you. So much love to share. Sweet blackness, oneness, be there. So much love to care. Let them know they're missing out. Sing again. For all the love and the light took away. Don't forget them afar one day. You'll rebel and return right away. That's the ayahite, so we rasta bring the eyes. You happy see it with your own cry. Don't play, add it up and arise. The land is so old and green. The place is so fresh and clean. Wild in my garden, tell if you feel it deep in your heart. And the space is so cool and nice. So if you're busy once, you will twice. And if you just believe in the Most High, I know you'll be alright, Mama Africa. You so much love to share. Pure blackness, oneness, so rare. So much love to care. Tell them that they're missing out, Mama Africa. You so sweet blackness, one that's me there. So much love to care. Let them know they're missing out. Sing again. That's my favorite place when I need to get away. We must forgive, but we can't forget to pray. In my flight right on the runway. Hey,
Bible 10, Africa unite. Born and accept the light is alright.
And if you don't know,
her skin is so dark and brown, she lifts me right off the ground.
But no, you're not gonna see it on your TV, so you'll just listen up and believe me. Her dreams have the only cure, her love is so new and pure. I had to kiss Rabbi goodbye, bye. Know I be like Mama Africa, you
so
brush,
pure blackness, oneness, so rare.
So brush, love to care.
Let them know they're missing out, Mama Africa, you
so brush,
love to share. Zion, to rule creation, well. Just see we burn Mount Zion, to rule well. It's all
love to share.
I just can't see how we living without it. Don't miss one moment about it.
Brush love to share.
Resist this bliss, oh, I really doubt it.
Brush love to care.
So let them know to listen now. Sing again.
So much love, so much.
So tell me, can you feel it?
So much, yeah, so much.
So tell me, can you feel it?
So much.
So tell me if you feel it.
So much, yeah, so much.
I'll be always on your side, and I will show you love. All right. People not gonna know, cause Babylon gone creep.
So too pure, too nice, too fresh.
People let me know, Mama, you are the best. And
so too thick, too love to share.
Mama, happy birthday, Sultan.
So too much love to care.
Here in Africa, we Rastafari bless. Shasin, Titin, Mount Zion. Well. Just seated in Mount Zion.
Rastafari.
And rules well with soul.
Yeah, we go to ISIS, you know, to my man, Papa Creator. Yeah, man, let them know what's
up. Rastafari. Yeah.
Father to the fatherless and mother to the motherless, yeah.
Message Jasila, he'll be at Marcus Garvey Day.
We face a whole heap of embarrassment.
Friday. Check this out.
May God bless your soul and keep you in a perfect peace. May God bless your soul and I pray that strength may increase. May God bless your soul and make the pressure ease. May God bless your soul. Remember, pray and don't cease. Born in the struggle, you struggle every day, trying to survive in this jungle, trouble in every way. In a the ghetto where we stay, yo, things are get away. We think and check every day to come up with a better way. Jah will work it out somehow, some way. His light on your cloudy day. Only Jah, just promise, can comfort you. Just hold on to his love. Jah, we just in you. May Jah bless your soul and keep you in a perfect peace.
May God bless your soul, and I pray that wisdom increase. May God bless your soul, and make the pressure ease. May God bless your soul, and I pray that wealth may increase. The system set away to block the better way. Them a promote better way. Mama worry about the youth, them future and a fret away. Just to make a better way. Man a take innocent lives and a get away. Them judgment just set away. In the middle of the gunplay, Jah is your only get away.
We're going to give tickets away to the Marcus Garvey celebration. Just give us a call at 619-570-191X. 619-570-191X.
He will bless you today, straighten out your tomorrow. Blessed is he who walks the street and the narrow. Yes, may God bless your soul.
If you never heard Messenger Sela, you guys, he was at that last show with Midnight. Great concert. Great concert. Messenger Sela, Mark Wonder. These guys are coming up. He's from Jamaica. All these Jamaican artists. This is a blessed show. You gotta make this show. Marcus Garvey Day. Giving tickets away.
Blessings are flowing.
Marcus Garvey lives. Long live the UNIA. You gotta know where you came from before you know where you're going. Know your history. We know everybody else's history. You need to know our history. Our story. Marcus Garvey Day.
We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto Jah, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. Jah will work it out somehow, some way. He will shine some light on your cloudy day. Only Jah's promise can comfort the fool. Hold on to Jah's love and trust him too. May Jah bless your soul.
May Jah bless your soul.
May Jah bless your soul.
Bless your soul. Jah bless your soul. Jah Sela, Marcus Garvey Day, Friday.
May Jah bless your soul today.
Yeah. Yeah. The birthday of Black Moses. Friday. Yes, Marcus Garvey Day. Very blessed. Someone called up and they said, they're talking to Derica, and I really wanted to talk to her. They were saying, why do we, Derica, what did they say? Why do we have to listen to, you know, Derica? What did he say? Why do they have to, I'm going to turn you on. You know, he said, why do we have to listen to,
he said something about why can't we just get over it, and
why can't we just get over it? You know what? We listen to history of, you know, all Americans.
It's cool.
And it's good. You know, we don't get this. We don't get about Marcus Garvey. We need to know, just as we know your history.
He's a huge force in reggae. If you listen to reggae. If you listen to any reggae, which apparently this gentleman was, because he's listening to our station, and you know,
that's why we won't water it down. We're not the house of or the mountain. You know, none of that. These are African people presenting the music. That's why I stayed in it, because I knew it was going to be watered down and it was going to be some beach music that everybody going to be bumping and griming and grinding and drunk listening to liberation music. No, 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 not here. You got to know where we came from. And then we could all, you know, march forward together. There was a lot of injustice going on and still injustice in the world. Reggae music is our liberator. Africa for the Africans, those at home and abroad. The 17th annual Marcus Garvey Day is at the World Beat Center Friday, August 17th, featuring President Brown, Messenger Sila, Mark Wonder, and Malika Madre Mana. And that's going to be a great show. Just give us a call at 619-230-1190 or visit worldbeatcenter.org. That's Marcus Garvey Day, Friday, August 17th, with President Brown, Messenger Sila, Mark Wonder, and more. Kush and the Blood Fire Angels will be there in full effect. Yaman, that's the 17th annual Marcus Garvey Day, Friday, August 17th at the World Beat Cultural Center in Balboa Park. You can get your tickets at all Roots outlets, Trade Roots, Reggae World, Dream Crystal, Earth Culture, and the World Beat Center, plus online. Give us a call once again, 619-230-1190. Marcus Garvey lives. Black Moses. Go there. Please come out and we'll see you. We're still giving tickets away. And remember, we're all in this together. And none of us are free until all of us are free. We're not free, especially when we make up 12% of the population and we are the most in people in prison. So just check it out and open your heart of compassion. Please don't still have that racist attitude that you don't really feel what other people has been going through. That's why you listen to reggae music, all right? President Brown will be there and a lot of good other artists. We need you. We're one people. But remember, none of us are free until all of us are free. So come celebrate the birthday of Marcus Garvey. I'd like to give thanks and praises to the Most High. Thank you for listening to the show, and thank you for learning about Marcus Garvey.
So most people hide and lead you with a stick. Say yes in front of your face.
Hi, we're the Nubians.
And you're listening to
Reggae Makossa
on Big Up Radio.
Yes, my lion. That's who they are. Sure. This program is wild. Reggae Makossa, man. You never take it in yet. That's who they are, man. If you listen, tune into the station, Rasta.